Well, good morning. How are all of you today?
Good.
It's so good to have all of you here. What's that? Well, okay, what can I say? Do you notice, what is the color these days?
Purple.
We're in the season of Lent, okay?
So just so, yes.
This is your favorite color. So Lent is your season. Wow, we heard a very exciting story. I haven't even started yet. How could you have a question?
I gave up whining.
You gave up what?
I gave up whining.
You gave up whining for Lent. I'm thinking that should be a congregational thing.
I gave up coloring.
Okay, good. Well, listen, it's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we heard a really exciting story. Do you remember what the story was that we heard today about Noah? Do you know the story of Noah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would one of you like to tell us the story? Would you like to tell us the story of Noah? Here we go.
God was mad. He asked Noah to build a boat and get two parrots of every animal and go in the boat, and then God would flood the earth.
Excellently done.
And then he died.
And then he died? That was later.
No. And then
that's 300 years later.
I know, it's something else. You guys know the story of Noah. People were having trouble, and God had made this beautiful world for them, and then it didn't go very well. And so God said, I'm going to flood the whole earth, and Noah built what?
An ark.
And in the ark, he put in
a duck
or two. A pair of every animal in the earth. And so there were zebras, and there were camels, and there were aardvarks.
And there were cat fleas.
Cat fleas.
Duck.
And monkeys and red-clusted lories, and for we don't know why there are even two mosquitoes. Boo! And the cockroaches.
He went the wrong way.
What was God thinking? And everybody got on the boat, and then the big rains came and flooded the whole earth, and Noah and his family and all of the animals and the fish were safe in the boat. Yes.
They made a story of a real guy.
Yes, they did. I saw the movie. It was good.
It was funny.
And so then the flood went away. And God said, look, I promise, I want to make a promise with all of you. The boat landed. The people came out. And God said, I want to make a promise that never again will I ever destroy the earth or the inhabitants, the people and the animals and the mosquitoes with a flood. And God said, I'm going to put a sign, a symbol up in the sky that every time you look up in the sky and you see this symbol, you're going to remember my promise and that I promise to be with you. Do you know what that symbol is?
A rainbow.
A rainbow. Yeah. And so I brought with me, because I tried to figure out a way to make a rainbow in here and not get people wet. A rainbow. God's symbol. Now you have to kind of use your imagination. A rainbow. This is the sign that God made. As I said, a rainbow. And so, yes, we know the colors are out of order. This is a Lutheran rainbow. If you don't like it, lump it. The point is regardless of what order the colors are in, this is God's symbol of God's promise. And so every time you see a rainbow, I want you to remember God's promise to be with you. Now, what's happening when we see a rainbow? It's raining. Do you ever get rained on here? Probably not. So here's another thing I want you to remember. Can you think of another time in your life when God maybe made a promise to you? Come on, come on, help me out here.
Tons of
times, God's always promising you things. One specific time was when you had some water poured on your head. When you were baptized, yes! So two things I want you to leave today remembering. Every time it rains and your head gets a little wet, I want you to remember, oh yeah, I got baptized. God made a promise to me to love me and be with me my whole life. Every time it rains, I want you to remember that. And every time you see a rainbow with its colors in the right order, I want you to remember God's promise.
God makes the rainbows in whatever order he wants.
That's right. And if God wants to mix it up a little bit, it's fine. But you need to... So remember, when your head gets wet and you see a rainbow in every day of your life, you belong to God. Thank you. You can go back to your places before we end.